Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you on this Labor Day. Today is a national holiday. Many have a holiday. Others are working still. Nevertheless, it's a national day to celebrate the working men and the working women of this great nation. If you are out shopping or out eating out or whatever you're doing and you're in some way enjoying the labor of others on this day, tell them thank you. Just tell them thank you. The economy and the jobs is one of the main topics for this 2016 presidential race. I started to say presidential arrest. That was a little faux pas. Or I should say the lack of jobs. We once prided ourselves to be a nation of hardworking, innovative people. Success and jobs. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, and property. When you don't have a job, when you are forced to rely on others, you lose that ability to enjoy that phrase, life, liberty, and happiness, prosperity, and property. Without the honor of working for a living, regardless of your occupation, we become restless, we become discouraged, and we become desperate. And it has been my experience, especially the last 5.5 years, when you feel desperate, you tend to make stupid decisions. And I've done that more than a few times in my life. I think we're seeing that in the politics of today. Our brothers and our sisters who are not working, who do not know or understand that joy of earning what you have, the fear of losing their ability to care for themselves and their families causes them or us to vote with desperation, to make those stupid decisions out of desperation. I want you to be encouraged today. If you're working, or if you're one of those who have the day off from that daily grind, look back from where you came and look to where you want to go. And let's make plans together to get there. Our founding fathers signed a document, and in that finality of that document, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. Without work, without the ability to make a living, man or woman lose that feeling of honor and dignity. It doesn't mean you don't have it, but you lose that feeling of it. Beware of the signs. The article, Beware of Useful Idiots, that I have shared with you, and I'll share it again today, I think. I don't much like the title, but the meaning behind it is we are controlled by others. And when we are controlled by others, we serve their purpose. And in their minds, you or I or whoever becomes their useful idiot. But in my mind, those who are being taken advantage of and used, they're victims. Sometimes because of lack of education and understanding. But we do not have to remain victims. Educate yourself, encourage one another, and let's vow to come together, and you know what I'm going to say, and bring America home. All of you hardworking men and women out there, thank you for your talents. Thank you for your willingness. Thank you for your dedication. And thank you for it takes all of us to make this nation whole, to make this nation one. You know, in the scripture it tells us that there are different parts of the body, but it takes all the parts of the body to make it function. And when something happens to one of the parts, the functioning goes awry. Things don't work quite like they're supposed to. And that's the same here in our nation. It takes all of us, all our personalities, all our characters, all our occupations, all our ideas and opinions, even if we don't agree, it takes all of it to be one. We talked last week about immigration. Well, if you come into this country, you need to assimilate and become one with us. Not expect to be something different. Not expect for us to change for you. But we become one. I truly admire those who know more than one language. I don't. I know baby language sometimes. America. I like this poem, and I think I might have shared it another time on Labor Day, but I'm going to share it again. I hear America singing. This is by Walt Whitman. I hear America singing the varied carols I hear, those of mechanics, each one singing his as it should be, blithe and strong. The carpenter singing his as he measures his plank or beam. The mason singing his as he makes ready for work or leaves for work. The boatman singing that belongs to him in his boat. The deckhand singing on the steamboat deck. The shoemaker singing as he sits at his bench. The hatter singing as he stands. The woodcutter's song. The plowboy's on his way in the morning or at noon intermission. Or at sundown. The delicious singing of the mother, or of the young wife at work, or of the girl sewing or washing, each singing what belongs to him or her and to none else. The day, what belongs to the day at night, the party of whom fellows robust friendly, singing with open mouths their strong, melodious songs. You know, I think of the song that was made famous by Tennessee Ernie Ford, 16 Ton, What Do You Get? Another Day Older and Deeper in Debt. It's kind of where we are in America. But we were all these things that this poem talked about. The mechanics, the carpenter, the masons, the boatmen, the shoemakers, the woodcutters, the mothers. Whether they're working at home or working on the job. Sewing and washing, singing a song as we work along. I thought it was a neat little poem. It doesn't do a lot of rhyming, but it's from Walt Whitman. And to think about the different occupations that make up this nation. I didn't say anything about talk show hosts, but it was written a long time ago. Farmers. The plowboy. It talked about the plowboy, and it talked about when he does his song. He does it in the morning. He does it in the afternoon for more chores and in the evening. It's a constant thing. Our work is never done. The old saying from man's work from sun to sun and woman's work is never done. I think it's true of all of us that our work is never done. We're going to head into a break. I'm not taking calls today. We're just going to talk about Labor Day. We're going to talk about work. We're going to talk about jobs. We're going to talk about the economy. And I'm going to share a few poems with you. It's a nation. It takes all of us to be one. And we, the people, will be right back.
See you.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective no BO deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals. Only a small amount of no BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is no BO. Order now, no-BO.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-BO.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4. Not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
So, as we talk about Labor Day, what does it mean? Labor Day, the first Monday in September, is a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions of workers who have made this strong prosperity America and well-being of our country. So when Trump says, make America great again, he's talking about the jobs and the economy. He's talking about how we feel about one another. Right now, we're so divisive. We've talked about when it actually took place, and there was kind of a controversy when Labor Day was actually established, or how Labor Day was actually established. There was a little bit of a disagreement going on. And now we are facing forced minimum wages. They want to raise that. They want to do several things. And I thought I would share an article with you here from the Daily Signal. I got this on the 23rd of August, so I've had it a week or two. It says, facing high labor costs from minimum wage hikes, the Chicago restaurant. If the wage hikes forced the Chicago restaurants to close. At least one particular one. A Chicago restaurant abruptly closed last week, we're going to say, with ownership blaming the rapidly changing labor market and a 27% increase in base minimum wage costs over the last 2 years as culprits for the collapse. Now stop and think about that. Everybody wants to be paid more. Everybody wants to make more money. I want to make some money. I'd just be happy with anything right now. But there are consequences when it's forced. They forced everybody to buy insurance for Obamacare. It wasn't an option. It was a force. It was a law. And we could see what the consequences of that ended up being, and it wasn't good. And it's not good now. Katina, 1910, a farm-to-table Mexican restaurant located in Chicago's Andersonville neighborhood, opened in September of 2015. Okay, so they haven't been open very long. Former Katina, 1910 employee, said they were shocked to find out late Sunday evening of the closing of DNA Info reported. We are unable to further raise prices in this competitive restaurant market in order to sustain the labor costs necessary to operate Katina 1910. Mark Robertson and Mike Sullivan, Katina 1910's owners, said in an emailed statement to the Daily Signal. In December of 2014, the Chicago City Council passed an ordinance to raise the city's minimum wage from $8.25 an hour to $13 an hour by 2019. The minimum wage was non-tipped employees went up to $10.50 an hour on July the 1st. Unfortunately, the rapidly changing labor market for the hospitality industry has resulted in immediate substantial increases in payroll expenses that we could not absorb through price increases. That's coming from the restaurant owners. And they go on to say, in the last 2 years, we have seen 27% increase in the base minimum wage, a 60% increase in kitchen wages, and a national shortage of skilled culinary workers. We have a shortage in the restaurant business of skilled culinary workers, apparently. In case you're looking for a job, that might be some place to look. The owners say that they do not see a path forward with mandatory paid sick leave and minimum wage set to increase to 2017, they stated. As we look down the road, we are facing a December 1st change in federal labor regulations that will nearly double required salaries for managers to qualify as exempt. A 2017 mandatory sick leave requirement and another minimum wage increase, coupled with an increasing Chicago, Cook County taxes and fees that disproportionately impact commercial properties and businesses. We are operating in an environment in which we do not see a path forward. Can you imagine in this business having to deal with all that they're having to deal with and still try to make a profit? So in desperation to try and make things look good and make people feel good so that they'll vote for you, the government officials decide to force a minimum wage hike. And in doing so, they're putting people out of work. Now, there are many that say that shouldn't happen, but it does happen. It's just like you can't tax a corporation because it turns around and ends up on the customers. The customers always pay the price. The businesses, to stay in business, would have to raise the prices of their food so high, they're not going to have people come in the door. And they can't afford to pay their waiters and their waitresses and their busboys and their kitchen help. They can't afford it. Raising the minimum wage was a much-needed and an essential step to making sure that hard work pays off for all our residents. That's coming from the Chicago mayor, Rahm Emanuel, a Democrat and a president of Barack Obama's former chief of staff. And he said that back in July of 2015. Employment in the Chicago area's leisure and hospitality sector sunk to a five-year low, according to government data, after a $1.75 per hour minimum wage hike went into effect July of 2015, Investors Business Daily's Jed Graham wrote this on the past January. And he wrote, the law of demand states that when prices rise, customers buy fewer goods or services. That's just the way it is, folks. Cantina 1910's closing is another demonstration of this economic law applies to businesses, too. Chicago raised mandatory starting wages in the city, but the restaurant could not afford to stay in business at those prices. So it closed, and all its employees lost their jobs. The Heritage Foundation analysis finds that if Illinois mandated a $15 an hour starting wages, this would cost over 300,000 jobs statewide. Desperation and the consequences that come with that. When you make these decisions, they're trying to get your vote. Everybody wants to make more money. Everybody would like to have a raise. But if you get the raise and your employer has to close his business or her business, then you've done nothing good. Nothing. How many people does that affect? Well, they figured in Illinois alone, it'll be 300,000 jobs if they force the $15 an hour minimum wage like they're talking. You have to use some common sense and stop trying to use the people. But that's not what they're going to do. We've got this useful idiot, and I can't find it right now. I've got it right here in front of me, where Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama follow the suggestions of Sal Alinsky on how to control the people. And yes, your jobs, your taxes, your wages, your health care, all of that is in there. Because we become their pawns at that point. When they control us, they win. You don't win. Jobs don't flourish. We get poorer. We get taxed more. And it is a vicious cycle of social. It's socialism. It is socialism is what it is. We're going into a break. It's Labor Day weekend. I don't mean to be a bummer. I really don't mean to be a bummer. I'm just trying to bring you the news today. I know that you're at home. I hope that you're having a good time. And if you're working, I hope you're having a good time because you've got a job many Americans do not. It is Labor Day, and we, the people, will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at CSCTalkRadio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth, and it is Labor Day. And I apologize. I shared an article that was kind of a downer as we went into that last segment, as we entered that last segment. But, you know, we have to have the news, and it's not always good. And I mentioned being the useful idiots. That's what we are in this political arena so many times. So I want to remind you of what I have said before. In this particular article, and it talks about this was what Hillary Clinton used for her college thesis. And it is the writings, it is the book written by Sal Alinsky. And it's all about becoming a socialistic state, a complete and total socialistic state. And there's 8 steps. Now, remember last week I gave you the ten points that Donald Trump was going to use to fight immigration, the illegal immigration. So, these are 8 points, and these are 8 things that we need to consider. Now, when we're thinking about jobs, and we're thinking about salaries, and we're thinking about not any longer being independent, think about what's going on in the politics of today, and have been for a long time. You know, we're going to blame Barack Obama, but this goes back much, much farther than Barack Obama. We've been headed down this road for a long time. Number one, health care. Control health care and you control the people. Number two, poverty. Now, we see a lot of poverty in the United States of America today. We see the middle class disappearing. And we see that because the jobs have been disappearing. Poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. Remember what I said about us making desperate decisions? When we have that feeling of desperation, we make desperate decisions. Well, that's what that is right there. We're not going to fight back because they're taking care of us. Number three, debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. Sound familiar? That way, you are able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. Now, these are the words actually coming out of this book, okay? Number four, gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way, you are able to create a police state. Now, let me talk about that just a second. Even Sal Alinsky knew that Second Amendment had nothing to do with hunting or necessarily personal defense. It had everything to do with the people being armed against a government that would go tyrannical. Five is welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives. Food, housing, and income. So those of our American brothers and sisters that are in welfare, and we talk about it has gone from generation to generation now, a way of life instead of getting a job and having that feeling of self-worth and honor and dignity. Instead, you become a victim. You become completely dependent on government through welfare. It is not just a form of enslavement, it is a horrible form of enslavement because these people do not realize that they have those chains around their ankles and their arms. And they're stuck there, or so they think that they're stuck there. It is a part of controlling you. Number six then goes to education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Oh, we talk about Common Core. Oh, we talk about some of the things they don't teach in school. And, of course, a week and a half ago, we were talking about getting arrested as a high school, junior high student that apparently had a little problem in gym class and decided to do some fake belching, and they arrested him. Number seven, religion. Remove the belief of the God from the government and schools. He did say the God. Number eight, class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor, and this will cause more discontent, and it will be easier. You ready? To tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. Does any of this sound like what's happening here today? Started out with a monologue. Then I brought the story about the restaurant in Chicago area closing because of the forced minimum wage hike. So, people are angry at the wealthy or the business owners as if it's their fault. But it's not their fault. And whether you're a nurse, a doctor, a farmer, a carpenter, a boatman, a fisherman, a talk show host, regardless of what you do, all of our occupations are needed here in the United States. And when we have so many brothers and sisters on welfare, our body is broken. It's not functioning the way it should. because they're not able to function. They're not able to be productive. And they're having to, whether they realize it or not, they're having to be dependent and suck at the life out of the government, which is you. It is you. We've got officials in D.C. that are calling the shots, but they're not paying for what's happening. You and I are. And the ones who are forced to stay on welfare because they can't go get a job because they're in this vicious cycle and they don't know how to get out of it. They are slaves. I don't care what color you are. We have an awful lot of people in the United States that are enslaved to welfare. They don't know how to get out of the rut. They don't know how to get out of it. And then we have decisions being made in D.C. that take jobs out of this nation. Just absolutely cripple this nation as far as the middle class. The middle class is what really makes this nation great. We need the rich. The rich provide the jobs. The rich are not bad people unless they got their money corruptly, like Hillary and Bill Clinton. And some of the rich do want useful idiots. But they aren't the bad guys. Not all of them are the bad guys. They're the ones that provide the jobs, the businesses. They're the entrepreneurs that take the risks. Many of them lost everything before they gained anything. And I want you to understand, when you're enslaved like that, you do feel hopeless. You've lost your self-worth, your dignity. We're going into a break. Not taking calls today. It's Labor Day. I'll try to be a little more positive when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and this is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet, as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Labor Day. If you're there listening, maybe you're going to barbecue today. I don't know what you're going to do. Maybe you're just going to lay around, or maybe you're going to pay. Maybe you're going to use this day to catch up on all those things at home. That's what I usually do when I have a day off. I was talking about being enslaved when we went into the commercial break. And I'm going to share with you one more time, and you know I share it a lot, because I think it's exactly where we are here in America today. And for all of those out there that are really unhappy, I want you to stop and think where you are in your life. Remember what I said at the beginning? Look back to where you were and look ahead to where you want to be. We have to look in the past to where we came from. Now, there's a lot of people. We have this class warfare going on here in the United States as we're being put against one another, whether it's for color or religion or how much money you make or ethnicity. But we as Americans are one. You don't see color. We don't see the ethnicity because we're supposed to be a melting pot. A little bit of everything in us. I'm more of a mutt than most people. But this poem or this verse, think about where we came from. Think about anybody that's been in some kind of a situation that enslaves you. From bondage, when we're down and out, we usually look up. Remember when 9/11 hit? Everybody all of a sudden wanted to go to church. Everybody all of a sudden was on their knees. from bondage to spiritual faith. When you practice that, from spiritual faith, you gain great courage. And with that courage, you step out to liberty. And when you have liberty, you have abundance. When you have abundance, you tend to get complacent. And when you have complacency, it goes even farther down to apathy. When you are apathetic and have apathy, you become dependent. When you are dependent on someone else or king government, you are back into bondage. We, the American people, many of our brothers and sisters are now in bondage, and they don't know it. They don't understand or see what it truly is. Even those of us that may have jobs, I don't have a paying job. My husband's back to work now. But even those, we live on debt. Americans are living in debt. That is bondage. And king government encourages it with the fiat money. So stop and think about that. Now, people say they don't trust Donald Trump. They don't like Hillary Clinton. They don't know what they're going to do, so many of them don't even want to vote. Well, I want you to listen to this poem, and I'm going to share this. I'm going to try and read it slowly. But it's called The Bridge Builder. Now, I have shared with you before the Greek proverb. When society becomes great, when old men plant trees whose shade they will never enjoy. Our founding fathers shed their blood, planted the tree of liberty, and they really and truly never really enjoyed the full being of it. A bridge builder. Can we be that kind of person? To plant those trees? You know, our founding fathers already did. All we got to do is prune them. Preserve. This is by a Will Allam Drumgool, The Bridge Builder. An old man going a lone highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and wide and steep, with waters rolling cold and deep. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fears for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. Old man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you are wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end in the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm, deep and wide. Why build you this bridge at eventide? The builder lifted his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I have come, he said. There followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. The chasm that has not to me, to that fair-haired youth, may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building this bridge for him. Can we be that bridge builder for the future generations of this nation? Someone last week, when Donald Trump was giving his speech for the immigration, said he's a builder. That's what he does. And he's going to build and provide jobs. Now, they were using the builder, not necessarily he's going to build a building to bring jobs, but he's going to build that bridge for these next generations coming. We're in a bad way here in the United States right now. Today is Labor Day. You've labored, you've toiled, you've taken a day off. But tomorrow you'll be back at work. Will you be a bridge builder? Can we do this? Prune those trees of liberty. Build the bridge for those who will come behind us so that they too might enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, and property. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day off. I hope you've had a great weekend. We'll be back tomorrow with current news as we bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.